Jimmy, which is a very common occurrence.
It's been happening too much.
It's been happening too much lately. We need to combat the issue by hiring the insect or the exterminator.
Ant-Man.
No, not Ant-Man. We don't want Paul Rudd coming.
Can I have my chocolate? Give me a bit of this.
Alright, thank you. Yeah, we'll get Paul Rudd to come in. Well, anyway.
Maybe even Arnold Schwarzenegger to terminate me.
Yeah. Anyway, this is a very special episode because it is our annual shoddily assembled review of the year, where I quickly handwrite a list of my favorite things.
What year is it?
2012. No, I'm joking. It's obviously 2087.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're going to count down my list pretty fast, and then we're going to sing Auld Lang Syne and count down the new year. Sound like fun?
We're actually really, really old men. It's just that the time that came true, and I have 3 hours left to live, and Lucas.
So this is genuinely a pretty boring list. Basically, it's got 15 movies, 8 TV shows and 2 special surprises. So will we begin? Where do you want to begin? Will we begin with the special surprises?
What's the list?
These are my top 25 things of 2013.
Start with the stuff and finish with the surprises.
Okay, so we'll start with the movies. We'll start at number 1, my favorite film of the year, which is Gravity. Of course, I haven't yet seen a couple of things, but none of them are really contenders, so Gravity's my number one. You saw Gravity? You like Gravity? Would you say Gravity is the best new release film you've seen in 2013? Anything better? No? Me too. Okay, number two is...
Gravity, the Maleficent one.
Number two is... Number two is Anchorman, is Anchorman 2.
Ron Burgundy.
You'll actually notice that my top 10 list actually is full of movies number 2. There's a lot of number 2 movies on it. And that doesn't mean they're shit movies. It just means that they're number 2 in a series. And Kian just walked out. Kian, do you want to discuss my top 25 things of 2013? We're doing a review of the year podcast. Most of them are crap films and TV shows, and there's 2 special surprises, one of which is Beware the Horror Ghost. Spoiler alert!
Is there any Pacific Rim?
What?
Pacific Rim there?
Nope.
Why?
Because Pacific Rim is like not in my top 15 films.
Why?
I don't know. It's too militaristic. It's full of all this horrible, violent, pro-American stuff, which angers me.
Why?
Why? Because that's what American film producers like.
Why?
I don't know. How has your 2013 been? Ignore the system's crap. How has your 2013 been, Kian?
Terrible.
You haven't had a fun year? Is it better than last year?
I think I preferred last year.
I think I preferred last year too. If only because of the stupid ass JC.
I like the first half of this year.
I like
after
the
a certain date in June, it just went completely downhill and doesn't stop.
You're joking, yeah.
No.
Well, you're crazy then.
I'm being too honest. You told us that.
No one asked you to find it.
The big question of December 15th is, will Kian get the coffee or will he get the chocolate?
Well, can we dunk this on the same tomorrow?
Yeah, that's the thing in Beijing and Moscow.
I it sure is. You know,
that is the question. The solstice is on Saturday.
The solstice is a very evil day, so it depends on the astrological movement of the heavenly bodies. People just think it's December 21st because they like to set certain dates and things.
Yeah,
sometimes it is December 21st, but not always.
That's why I don't like Easter, because it's too weird.
Yeah, Easter's horrible.
It's a different time every year.
Mad cardinals.
Yeah, but it's a different time every year. It's so stupid.
At least the solstice is rational. I mean, the solstice is just based on what the stars are doing.
Yeah. This episode's actually getting released on New Year's Eve, so if I sing the solstice on Saturday, we're doing all sorts of crazy time-warping, time-travel stuff.
So the people who listen to this are probably all high anyway.
Exactly.
Have a conception of what time is.
Yeah.
Hello.
We're going to finish it by singing a New Year countdown.
Mr. Wolf.
Well, let's go through my top 25 of the list. You go off and get your coffee or your chocolate. Come back.
I have to decide.
Okay. Then let's flip.
That's really important for... No. How can you say you like Star Trek?
The money for your text.
You must disappoint it. No, it's fine. What? Ah!
Flipping coin.
Where's it from?
Jesus, look, it's not Irish.
Oh my!
Where's it from?
It's Italian.
I would not have known that.
It has a Botticelli on the front. The back, whatever you call it. Anyway.
You're keeping it!
It's the head
it's
of...
It's your coin!
The head of, what's her name? Venus.
Ah. Then we're gonna say some opera singer.
No.
Venus being
the eagle on the back is Germany, yeah?
I don't know. Yeah, I think so. Anyway, I want to get through my 25 things of the year list pretty fast. Most of them are shit. Okay. So number 2, Anchorman 2. Number 3, Star Trek Into Darkness. Another sequel.
No more.
Do you like Star Trek Into Darkness?
Yes.
Okay, what?
Inconsequential conversations in the school canteen make great listening.
Number 4 is White House Down, which no one saw except for me. No one liked except for me. I loved it. It's great. Watch it. Number 5 is Much Ado About Nothing, Joss Whedon's black and white retelling of the Shakespeare play. Really good. I recommend it highly. Number 6 is Thor, The Dark World. 7 is Captain Phillips. 8 is
Would
The...
Would you go much slower?
No!
Yes!
Number 8 is The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug. Number 9 is The Heat. Number 10 is The Wolverine. Number 11 is Saving Mr. Banks. Number 12 is Catching Fire. Number 13 is Stand Up Guys. Number 14 is The Butler. And number 15 is Frozen. Any thoughts? Okay. Now on to my TV shows. Number
Breaking
1.
Breaking Bad.
Okay.
The fuck does that say? The newsroom, community.
No, what does it say before the newsroom?
I don't know. I just call it. What the fuck does that say?
So you have to read it out, because we have to read out all my shows.
Arrested Development. What?
Well done. It's Arrested Development.
What's that about?
And now the story of the wealthy family who lost everything, and the one son who had to keep them all together.
In other words, it's a TV show based on Michael's future.
Yeah. No, it's not, because he doesn't have...
rich family.
Yeah, but so he doesn't... Yeah, he doesn't have eccentric brothers and sisters, and he doesn't
have
a banana stand.
Yeah, he does.
And now the story of the wealthy family who lost everything, and the one son who had to do it all to... No, who had to give up it all to keep them all together. It's Arrested Development. Da-da. You should watch Arrested Development. It's an amazing show. Anyway, that's why it's there. It came back this
community.
Year to Netflix.
What the fuck does
next
that
up
say?
Next up is Newsroom. Next up is Community. Then Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones. You can't write and write. Jesus Christ. Himyam or something.
Himyam is next. How I Met Your Mother. Then we have...
How I Masturbated Your...
Then we have
monster.
Person of Interest.
I'm going back
over these in a second.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but Where the Heart Goes and the UC
The Cuckoo's Calling, which is my book of the year, which is J.K. Rowling's new book. Her new books are always my books of the year. Because she's pretty much the only modern author, apart from Dan Brown, that I actually enjoy. I'll tell you what my book of the year isn't. Allegiant. A pile of crap. But anyway, I want to go back over my shows. So Breaking Bad, the best episode. I want to do the best episode of all these shows.
Like, put it on my finger.
Best episode of Breaking Bad by far was... Jesus Christ. Best episode of Breaking Bad by far this year was Ozymandias, which is probably one of the greatest pieces of television ever made. I will be releasing an audio commentary over Christmas when I get the Breaking Bad Blu-ray box set for Christmas. So,
my hand is so small. Oh my God.
Yeah. Arrested Development,
my hand.
Season 4 on Netflix this year after cancellation, and 06 on Fox.
Your hand is so small.
Mine's actually bigger than your hand.
No, but your hand, you've longer nails. My hand's
anyway,
more.
The newsroom. The newsroom, HBO and Aaron Sorkin's The Newsroom starring. Yeah, starring Jeff Daniels and Emily Mortimer and Alison Pill and Dev Patel and shit, but when Community is shit, it's still way better than any other show because it's so fucking brilliant. So Community was pretty bad this year. And in a normal year, Community would have been my number two show, if not my number one. This year, it fell to number five. Number four. But I'm sure it'll be back up next year. Dan Harmon's returning. Community returns January 2nd on NBC with guest stars including Nathan Fillion, including Jonathan Banks, including fucking the creators of Breaking Bad and Arrested Development, Mitch Hurwitz and Vince Gilligan. It's going to be an amazing season, and I highly recommend tuning into Community Season 5. And binge watch the first four over Christmas. Maybe not the fourth, but just 1, 2, 3 over Christmas. Next up is Game of Thrones, which everyone watches anyway, so there's no point in me talking about it. Then we have Team Meme, which is How I Met Your Mother, which I highly recommend. It's ending in May, final season, watch it now. Person of Interest, great show with Jim Caviezel, Michael Emerson, Taraji P. Henson, and more. You must watch this show, it's great. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, best new show of 2013 of the fall season. I forgot to put Touch in here. Touch, a show that has been cancelled, but two seasons of it, both really good. It was on Fox, starring Kiefer Sutherland and Maria Bello. Highly recommend it. And also Tedious Wellivers in it. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, very good comedy with Andy Samberg. Then Beware the Horror Ghost, which is our film, which is unfinished, but I put it in here anyway. And then we have Google's Calling, which is my book of the year. Those are my top 25 things of the year. Okay, we're done with this stupid list. Now I'm going to read out a list of... I'm just going to come up with a list of people who have died this year who influenced me, who influenced the world, and who just did great things. So we've got, you know, Nelson Mandela, most recently, a big name who died. Also recently, Peter O'Toole, Joan Fontaine. We've got Paul Walker. We've got Cory Monteith. James Gandolfini. Roger Ebert died this year. Roger Ebert, as I said, died this year. Richard Griffiths, I don't know if I mentioned him already. We had to take a little break in recording. Richard Griffiths, he died this year. He's a great, great actor.
Don't mind me, I just learned the blues for New Year's.
Who else died this year? Anyway, those are some really big names who died this year. And they'll all be sorely missed. And you know who else died this year, James?
Nope.
Margaret Thatcher died this year.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think anyone really cares.
Moving on. Yes, the other big story.
I'll tell you, my dad got this newspaper, The Observer, and then it was like this story about people who knew famous people, and inside the story about Margaret Thatcher, he ripped out the page and threw it into the fire.
Yeah, I'd say we would have done that too. We had to stop getting The Observer because they had too much fucking Margaret Thatcher coverage after she died. Like, anyway. Big news stories of the year, James. Pope Francis. Pope Francis. You cannot blow into that bag. It will suffocate you.
That's the point.
But Pope Francis was this year. We love Pope Francis, doesn't he?
Yeah.
The most open-minded pope of them all. Habemus papum. Habemus papum. That's what they shouted.
Paper.
In February or whatever. February when Pope Francis was inaugurated, I guess, as a pope. What else happened this year? Kian. What was, in your opinion, the most spectacular news story of the year? Was it Pope Francis?
No.
Was it Nelson Mandela?
Ridiculous.
Was it Margaret Thatcher?
It wasn't any of them. Someone dying isn't spectacular.
I know it's not.
It's not important.
Pope Francis was very important.
No, it wasn't.
He's bringing
the church completely irrelevant.
He's bringing a whole new face to the church. I'm not joking. I like Pope Francis.
A whole new face to the Nicholas Sarkozy Foundation. Sorry, pigeons.
All right, that's a fair point. Well, so what other big news was there politically? Oh, we forgot about the other guy who died. The Venezuelan.
Chavez.
Hugo Chavez. Yeah. He died this year.
Okay. The NSA scandal, I'd say.
Yeah, that
Although
was...
it's absolutely no surprise.
It didn't affect me in the slightest. I couldn't care less about who's watching my shit, but, you know.
Yeah.
I kind of...
a big news story.
It was a big deal, but I didn't get it.
I wouldn't say it was so important. It just means that the NSA is always watching it.
I just feel like Pope Francis, I personally affected me more and affected everyone around me more than the NSA thing. They were doing that anyway.
Yeah.
It was just like a revelation. Revelations aren't really a big deal. It's just like, well, we've been doing this for years and now you know. As opposed to...
Syria has kind of been big because of the whole chemical weapons thing. It's just
yes.
A lot worse.
Yeah. And now they're all have to be, they're all
Islamists now. So.
Yeah. Oh, Ireland came out of whatever that thing is on Sunday night when Enda Kenny made his lovely message. Did you see that?
Yeah, that cheered you up.
Yeah.
Really?
Hello, people of Ireland. I'm here today to talk to you about... It's the worst thing I've ever seen. And the worst thing is it started off with this shot of the Christmas tree outside the Leinster house. And there was this little music. Yeah. Da, da, da. It was like the Queen's Christmas message. It felt like the same thing.
We can all starve and have no education or healthcare, but we'll still be happy if it's Christmas.
Yeah, I know. He goes, I know many of you have had a tough time this year, but better things are to come. Anyway.
Election.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't care less about
protests
that.
Protests in Turkey. Protests in Ukraine.
Yes.
They weren't either, though.
Me falling over the banister in my house and landing on my feet.
Perhaps.
That may be the biggest news story of the year.
Italy and the whole Berlusconi case.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about Berlusconi. Was that this year?
That.
Yeah.
It's kind of been going on for a while.
Yeah.
Has the vote gone off on for the gay thingy?
There's going to be a referendum in early 2015 about same-sex marriage in Ireland, yeah. Apparently.
I thought that was this year.
No. Was there a referendum this year? Was there, like, an abortion referendum this year? I feel like there was.
No, there was no.
Was that last year? That was this year, yeah.
Are you sure it was?
Oh, no, there was no referendum. There was no... Yeah. Oh, yeah, so nothing happened in that area.
Referendum on children.
Blue.
No, that was last year.
But
this year, that was last year. This year's referendum was different. This year's referendum was something else.
Yeah.
What was it about? Yes, the Shannon referendum. The Shannon will not be abolished. But Fidelma really screams. She got kicked out of the Shannon because of her views on abortion.
How much does chocolate cost?
I don't know. I've never purchased it. I'd say it's about $1.50. I can lend you 50 cents if you want.
Oh, yeah.
All right, I'm sorry.
I'm not really going to Denver's prison because
like it's like a little Doris. Half of little Doris is set in a debtor's prison. And then they go to Venice.
Charles is digging.
Well, in the desolation of Smaug, they go to Lake Town and it looks so cool. It's all like Venetian. And there's this little guy who's like an assistant of the mayor is played by Stephen Fry, who I hate, but he's very good in this. Because he's got these disgusting kind of mustaches all over his face. And he's like, where's this funny hat? And he like sits in his throne and stuff. And then he's got this little assistant who dresses in black and goes, oh, yes, I shall. Oh, and he seeks around the place. I would recommend going to see it, but you haven't seen Gravity or Saving Mr. Banks yet, so it's not at the top of the list of things I would recommend you see. But Gravity's almost gone. You're probably not going to get to see that. And he also saw my excellent remake of it, so...
Egypt as well. And there was Mursi.
Oh, yeah?
Did you show me the video of you getting dizzy?
Yes, I did. But he couldn't hear us. Oh, yeah. I'll show it to him when he comes back. Did I show you my remake of Gravity? I did see it with Lawrence over there.
They were absent on Tuesday.
The exams today. Yeah, but they weren't as bad. I wanted to miss English and Irish.
What exam did you do?
Today. Maths this morning, French this afternoon, and
science.
Science
is our last one, yeah.
Oh shit, I thought I paused.
Did
I? Oh, you unpaused it.
Are you coming in tomorrow?
There is a lady dressed in white. I like to see her in my dreams. Crying at all is not allowed. Not in my castle on a cloud. Not in my castle on a cloud. You know what I did last night? I went and I was reading The Hobbit and I went and found the lyrics of the Song of the Lonely Mountain or whatever in the book. Are completely different to the ones in the movie, so I started singing it. The wind goes over the lonely mountain goal. Da 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 da. Da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da.
Da 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 da. Oh jeez, look at this, look at this. It's gonna go on forever! The eternal flame of Jesus Christ. The wind died over.
No, Mississippi.
I'm very hygienic. Now back to recording. Oh, sorry, bro. Anyway, so it's New Year's Eve, so now we have to do a nice, a little bit of a countdown, I feel. I'm gonna count down from 60 seconds. No, I'll tell you what, I'm gonna put on a countdown on my phone. I presume I have one. Do I have a stopwatch or something? Do you think I have a stopwatch on my phone?
Most likely, yeah.
Oh, here we go, okay. Alright, James. We're gonna count down now to the new year. So guys, what we're gonna do is we want you to pause the podcast. When we say pause, pause it, and then at 11:59 on New Year's Eve, go back and at exactly 11:59 press the button and we'll count down to midnight with you, okay? So, 3, 2, 1, pause! Okay, and we're back now. And James, it's almost New Year's. How excited are you for the new year?
Not really.
I mean, it's coming now in 50 seconds, so here's what's going on in the new year. Well, I'm a pretty miserable person. I don't think about a lot of things. I have a very boring life, really. I live my life through watching American cinema and TV.
37, 36, 35,
yeah, which is pathetic. So really, the new year to me represents a whole new year of film and television, including on January 2nd, the new season of Community. But anyway, that's not important. So, let's go now. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.